Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
We thank the Lord for gathering us together this morning.
感谢主今天早上又召集我们在这里。
The past few weeks have truly been a reminder that it is a great joy to be in the house of the Lord.
上一个星期的经历让我们实在感受到在主的家，在神的家是何等的喜乐。
So we give him thanks that we can have another opportunity to delve into his word today.
我们感谢他，今天让我们又一次有机会可以坐在他的家里。
So if you may turn with me please to our Bibles, we're going to read some passages in Scripture starting with Romans chapter 12.
我们来下面读几处圣经，请大家翻开圣经，先来读罗马书十二章二节。
We'll read Romans 12:2.
罗马书十二章二节。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So before we read further, I'd like to highlight a difference between the English and Chinese translations.
在我们读接下来读圣经的时候，我想提一下中英文翻译的差异。
So in Chinese, sometimes the single word 心 is used in some of the passages.
在中文圣经中，有的时候心这个词在很多的经节出现。
And in Chinese, that word refers to the inner person.
在中文，这个心是讲到内在的人或者是里面的人。
So the place where thoughts, intentions, desires, and will are all combined.
它包括心思、思想、意念、意志。
So oftentimes, the Chinese word could mean mind or heart.
所以在中文的心这个词很可能它既有心的意思又有的时候是心的意思有的时候是心思的意思。
So English, however, distinguishes these aspects more clearly.
但是英文的翻译这两个词非常清楚有区别。
When the Bible speaks specifically of the mind,
当圣经讲到心思这个词的时候
it is emphasizing our thinking, reasoning, and understanding.
它强调我们的思想、推理和理解。
It's how we process truth and make decisions.
我们是怎样来处理 真实的真理并且 来做什么样的决定
So as we read the verses today, the Chinese translation may sometimes just say 心 but it's important to understand that the original text is addressing the mind, not the heart.
所以我们今天在读中文圣经的时候虽然听到心这个词但是它的原意可能既有可能是心的意思也可能是心思的意思。
So it is speaking about how we think and not about how we feel.
我们讲到是我们如何的思想而不是说我们的感觉。
So now let's turn a few chapters earlier. We're going to read Romans 8, verse 6.
让我们继续读几处圣经。罗马书八章六节。
Romans 8, 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
And finally, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
最后我们来翻开彼得前书一章十三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
彼得前书一章十三节。
Therefore, prepare your minds for action, keep sober in spirit,Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们到主面前祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for gathering us together this morning.
主啊，我们实在感谢你今天早上召聚我们在这里。
Indeed, we thank you that you have a word to share with us.
我们感谢你，因为你实在有话要对我们说。
So we pray that you may speak and that your people listen.
我们求你说话，愿你的子民聆听。
In your most holy and precious name we pray.
奉你最圣洁宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So in 2024, Oxford University Press revealed their word of the year.
在2024年，牛津大学出版社他挑选了2004年度牛津新的最新词汇。
Now, the word of the year for 2024 was interesting for two reasons.
这个2024年年度的牛津词汇非常有趣，有两个原因。
First, it was because it was actually not a single word, but the word of the year was two words.
第一个就是这个词是有两个词组，词汇是两个词组成的。
And the second reason is because these two words are becoming more and more relevant now than ever.
第二个就是这个词对当今的现在是越来越有关联。
And for those who don't know, the 2024 word of the year was brain rot.
And 这个2024年度的最新词汇就是脑力退化。
And I don't know if you can see, but some of the younger ones are already reacting to this phrase.
我不知道你是不是知道，但是年轻人已经有反应了。
If you are a teenager or are the parent of a teenager, then you most likely already know what brain rot is.
如果你还有青少年的，如果你是青少年的父母的话，很可能你知道这个词的意思。
And for those who are not familiar with this term, Oxford describes it as the impact of consuming excessive amounts of low-quality online content, especially on social media.
所以这个定义啊，就是说这个脑力退化是因为过度的消耗网上低质量的网络内容或者是社交媒体的内容。
And today, when you mention brain rot to teenagers, oftentimes they treat it as a laughing matter.
今天你们要是对青少年讲这个脑力退化的时候，他们觉得只是一个笑料而已。
However, the damaging effects of brain rot have been a terrible plague on the minds of young ones.
然而，这个脑力退化对年轻人实在有非常严重的影响。
A few weeks ago, I was speaking to our brother Newston, who many of you know is a school teacher.
几个星期前，我和牛斯顿弟兄交谈，大家都知道他是学校的老师。
And he was telling me how his students have become noticeably slower and slower in thinking over the years.
他提到这个一年一年过去，这个年轻人的思路的思考越来越迟钝。
And this has become such an issue that a few weeks ago, the New Jersey governor signed a law banning cell phones at school.
这就导致了新泽西州前一段时间很不久前立了一个法律，就是学校里面禁止使用手机。
However, brain rot is but one of the many ways the enemy is attacking our minds.
但是这个脑力退化只是仇敌来攻击我们心思的一种方法。
And not only is the youth facing constant attacks by the enemy on their mind,
不仅只是青少年被仇敌这样的攻击。
But everyone's minds are always being targeted.
但是每个人的心思一直在受到仇敌攻击。
How often our minds get distracted and we lose focus on what matters.
有多少时候我们的心思受到攻击，我们就不能注意在关键的事物身上。
How often our minds travel to dark places and stay there.
多少的时候我们的心思到了黑暗的那个领域，并且停留在那里不动。
How often are we terrified of being alone with our own thoughts?
我们多少时候是实在是惊恐，我们是在落在自己的那个想法里。
How often we are ashamed of what goes on in our mind?
是多少时候我们是这样的，因为我们心思里面的心思，我们感到羞耻。
Brothers and sisters, would you be willing to have all of your inner thoughts broadcasted for the world to see?
弟兄姐妹们，你们愿意你的心思被公之于世界吗？
I don't think any of us would. So Lord willing, today we can explore the importance of the mind.
And
understand how our minds ought to be. For the mind is one of the most fascinating things God has created. Know that the mind is the organ for our thoughts. It is a place where understanding is formed.
是一个让我们可以理解它。Sorry.
Where understanding is formed.
这是我们理解的那个如何产生的那个部位。And
where reason is shaped.
我们的推理被建立。And
where intention is created.
也是我们的意念和意图。It
is the mind that influences our choices and directs our steps.
就是这个心思可以影响到我们的决定，也引领我们的脚步。And
so make no mistake, the mind is a powerful thing.
所以，毫无我们这个心思是一个非常有力量的一个东西。It
has the capacity to build us up.
它有能力来建立我们。But
it also has the power to tear us down. The Word of God reminds us in Proverbs 23:7, it says, For as he thinks within himself, so he is.
神藉着箴言23章7节提醒我们说, 因为他的心怎样思量,
What takes root in the mind eventually bears fruit in our lives.
我们如果要是真的把它
And the thoughts that we rehearse become the habits we live.
And
so the words we speak over ourselves shape the direction of our walk. Sometimes at home, I might accidentally do something silly. And so without thinking, I just said, I'm such an idiot. And Phoebe would always get upset at me when I do that. And she's not upset because of the mistake that I made. But because of the words I used. And so how we speak about ourselves matter. Because what we say reflects what we think, and what we think shapes the type of person we become. The last time I shared on how God has charged each of us to fight the good fight. I think the Chinese translation is good. It's some translations say to wage the good warfare.
中文的翻译很好，就是说要打那美好的仗。
And this warfare is fierce, and we dare not let our guards down.
所以这个属灵的征战是非常的严峻的，我们不能不警醒。
First Peter says that our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
彼得前书5章8节讲到，务要警醒。 谨守警醒，因为你的仇，我们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，寻找可吞吃的人。
Now, if our faith is what the enemy seeks to ultimately destroy,
如果我们的信心是仇敌所攻击的对象的话，
then our mind is the very battlefield on which the conflict takes place.
那我们的心思就是这个属灵征战的战场。
If you can turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
请翻开哥林多后书第十章。
And we'll read verses 3 to 5.
我们读三到五节。
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
将各样的计谋，各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
Brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul tells us of the great struggle pertaining to the mind of man.
弟兄姐妹们，使徒保罗就讲到了这个征战在人心思里面的 是何等的重要。
And it is not warfare dealing with flesh and blood.
这并不是属血气的征战，
but with our minds.
而是我们心思里面的征战。
Washman Nee once said, the mind is the most critical battlefield.
尼托森弟兄曾经说，这个心思是属灵征战的非常重要的战场。
He says, the mind receives more attacks from the authority of darkness than any other organ of man's entire being.
所以心思
The mind receives more attacks from the authority of darkness than any other organ of man's entire being.
所以人里面心思受到那个黑暗势力的攻击比我们看得见的攻击更加严峻。
And the enemy has these fortresses that need to be destroyed.
仇敌有这个坚固的营垒需要我们需要去摧毁。
And these fortresses contain thoughts and speculations raised up against God.
这个营垒包括各样的计谋，各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事。
And these now need to be taken captive to the obedience of Christ.
所以这些都要被夺回，使他都顺服基督。
So then how did the enemy build up these fortresses?
那么仇敌是如何建立这样的营垒的呢？
We know that when God created man, it was not just good in God's sight, but very good.
我们知道神创造人的时候，他并没有说甚好，并没有说好的，而是说甚好。
And as David declared, we are all fearfully and wonderfully made.
像大卫也说，我们的创造是奇妙可畏。
However, we know that Satan always seeks to distort the good things of God.
我们当所以很清楚，仇敌就要来摧毁神创造的这个好的事情。
When a serpent deceived Eve to bring about the fall of man, what did he go after?
当夏娃来欺骗人堕落的时候，
The serpent targeted the mind.
那个是他是怎么来攻击的呢？就是攻击人的心思。
In Genesis 3, the serpent asks the woman, Has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?
就是创世纪第三章说，那个仇敌蛇就是说你神真是说的，你不能吃这分别善恶树上的果子吗？
And the enemy begins to create doubt in Eve's mind and gets her to question God's word.
所以仇敌就带来对神话语的怀疑。
He then says, you surely will not die.
但他就说你肯定你不一定死。
For God knows that in the day that you eat from it, your eyes will be opened.
因为神知道你吃的那日子你的眼睛就明亮了。
And you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
你要就像神一样知道善恶。
So you see, brothers and sisters, how the enemy warps the mind.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们知道仇敌是如何来攻击我们的心思的。
And because of this, Adam and Eve give into temptation.
So, 因为这如此，所以亚当和夏娃就在诱惑面前、试探面前屈服了。
And man's first sin was committed because the battle of the mind was lost.
所以最近来就是因为人第一次的征战，在心思里面的征战失败了。
And since the fall, Satan has persistently targeted the mind of man.
自从人类堕落以后，仇敌撒旦也一直在持续的攻击人的心思。
God the Father desires for man to know Him by knowing Christ.
神通过要如何来让他人认识他呢？是因为借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
However, Satan stands in direct opposition to this purpose.
但是仇敌在那个中间拦阻人认识基督耶稣。
He wants to prevent man from receiving the gospel of life.
他要来拦阻人来接受神的救恩福音。
Consider what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 3-4.
我们来看一下保罗在哥林多后书四章三到四节讲的。
Verse 3 says, And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
In whose case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
Paul makes it clear that the issue is not the absence of light.
这个非常清楚，保罗在这里提到，并不是说没有光才没有福音。
But rather, it's the blinding of the mind.
而是因为被弄瞎了心眼，看不见这个光。
The apartment I currently live in receives a great deal of sunlight.
我现在住的那个公寓是有非常大，可以阳光可以进来。
And at times I would wear an eye mask when I sleep so I can wake up later the next day.
当我在睡觉的时候戴上眼罩的时候，我第二天早上才可以起得晚一点。
So that even though the room may be filled with light, I am completely unaware of it.
所以当虽然这个屋子里满了阳光，但是我一点都感觉不到。
Because I see no light at all.
因为眼罩的原因，我一点光都看不见。
And so if the light of the gospel is the sunlight filling my room.
所以荣耀的光，基督荣耀福音的光在，虽然在那里，但是我一点都看不到。
Then the eye mask represents the work of Satan.
所以这个眼罩的所做的事情就是仇敌撒旦要做的事情。
Blinding the mind and preventing a person from recognizing the reality of what is already present.
所以他就把蒙蔽的人的心眼，让虽然是这个光在那里，但是他一点感知不到。
So the light is there, but it is veiled.
但是所以光虽然在那里，但是被蒙蔽了。
And as a result, I remain in slumber.
所以结果就是我一直是睡得很好。
Unaware, unable to rise, unable to live.
没有能力来起来，来再活过来。
To see the effects of a blinded mind, consider how you were toward God before you were saved.
就是能够想到你在得救之前就是这个光景。
Consider how convinced you may have been at some point in your life that God does not exist.
所以你会想知道你在还没认识神之前，在不信的时候，神你是不知道不认识神的。
We thought of ourselves as so wise and philosophical.
我们想到我们自己是这样的有智慧。
And we thought we understood and knew everything.
我们好像想以为我们可以理解可以知道所有的事情。
I remember before I became a believer, I was so convinced I would go to heaven one day without believing in the Lord Jesus.
当我还不信主的时候，我是这样的坚信，我可以不信主耶稣基督就可以进天堂。
And I thought I'm a decent human being.
我知道我是个很好的人。
I never committed any violent crimes.
我没有做任何暴力的行为。
And if God is a good God, then surely He will let me through heaven's gates.
是因为我这样的人，神肯定要让我进入天堂的。
Only when the Lord freed my mind did I see how sinful I was.
只有当耶稣的光照进来，我就才知道我是何等有罪的人。
And how it was impossible for me to stand before God without His grace.
我知道，如果没有他的恩典的话，我没法在神面前站立。
Consider how these different places in the Bible describe the state of the mind before you believe.
在圣经里面讲到很多这样的例子，就是我们的心是在信主之前的光景。
Ephesians 4:17 says we walked in the futility of our mind.
以弗所书四章十七节就是讲到我们是存着虚妄的心思行事。
Colossians 2:18 says we were deceived by inflated visions because of our fleshly mind.
哥罗西书二章十八节讲到我们就随着自己的欲心无故的自高自大。
2 Timothy 3:8 says we have a depraved mind.
提摩太后书三章八节讲到我们的心地坏了，就是心思坏了的意思。
Titus 1:15 says that our mind and conscience were defiled.
提多书一章十五节讲到我们的心地或者心思和天良也都污秽了。
So therefore, I think there's a very important lesson here.Especially as we consider those around us who may still be unbelieving.
这个就提醒我们知道我们在中间还有不信的人他的心思是这样的。
And it's that we must be intentional and persistent in prayer, recognizing that their minds have been blinded.
所以在我们的祷告中我们要一直要有意识来知道他们的心思是被蒙蔽的。
If we try to rely on our own wisdom or persuasion or strength,
如果我们想的就是我依靠我们自己的说服，我们自己的想法的，想让他们信主的话。
If we rely on these things to bring someone to faith, they will remain in darkness.
如果我们就单单的依靠这些我们人的想法或者是形式，让他信主的话，其实他们还是在黑暗里面。
And so for this reason, it is imperative that we bring them before the one who gives sight to the blind.
因为这样的话，我们在祷告中要把他们带到能给他们光的人面前。
The one who can open minds to know the Lord.
带到那个可以打开人的心思的那位。
And so our role is not to create the light of the gospel.
我们的角色不是说要来创造这个福音
but to bring people before God so that He would remove the blindness so that the light of Christ may finally be seen.
我们的角色就是把他们带到那位可以打开他们心思的眼睛的神面前，让他那个蒙蔽被挪去。
And when that blindness is removed, then that person will know God and receive salvation.
如果这个蒙蔽被挪去的话，他就要看见神，并且能够接受救恩。
John 17 says that this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
约翰福音十七章三节讲到认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And this is a true knowledge of God.
这是对神的真知识、真认识。
When we realize we are sinners and that the Lord Jesus is our Savior, there may still be many things that we do not understand.
当我们知道我们是个罪人，耶稣基督会成为我们的救主的话，我们可能还有很多是我们还是不明白的。
And yet we make that conscious decision in our mind. To put our faith in Christ and to commit to Him.
所以因着这个决定，因为这样的理解，我们就在心思里面决定接受耶稣基督做救主。
And so our mind receives truth, and our spirit receives life.
所以我们的心思就领受到真理，我们的就
灵 spirit receives life.
我们的灵就接受了生命。
So after we believe, how should our minds be?
就是我们信主以后，我们的心思到底应该如何呢？
What should characterize the Christian's mind?
我们基督徒的心思到底有什么特点呢？
And Scripture reveals that God cares deeply about how we think.
这个圣经里面讲到，神实在是非常的关心我们的心思。如何思想?
And through His Word, we see His desire for the believer's mind.
我们借着他的话，我们就可以知道他期待我们信徒的思想心思是如何。
So today we'll examine three characteristics that should mark the mind of a Christian.
今天我们要来讨论一下基督徒心思里面的三个特点。
First, we are to be new-minded.
第一个就是我们需要有一个跟新的心思。
When we are saved, we become a new creation.
当我们得救以后，我们就成为新造的人。
And we receive a new heart. We start caring about the things of God and wanting to please the Lord.
我们接受了这个新心，我们有心思意念改变，我们想讨神的喜欢。
However, what about our minds?
但是我们的心思怎样呢？
Why is it that we are saved, but oftentimes our minds still grapple with things of sin?
为什么我们得救以后，我们的心思里面还是有的时候是有罪的想法呢？
Why does it feel like sometimes Satan still has a great hold in our thoughts?
我们为什么很多的时候还觉得撒旦在控制了我们很多的思想呢？
And the reason is because we still have to go through sanctification.
这个原因就是我们还是要经过成圣的过程。
Consider these verses in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看一下以弗所书第四章。
Verse 21 says, If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
22 says that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit.
22节讲到，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
And pay attention to the next two verses. It says, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on a new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness.Of the truth.
我们特别要留意23-24节，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And we can also revisit what we read earlier in Romans 12, verse 2.
我们再可以来看一下我们先前读的罗马书12:2.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed.By the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And so note the tenses in both these passages.
你可以留意一下这两处圣经用的是什么样的时态。
One exhorts us to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
一个是讲到要心智更新改换一新。
The other calls us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
第二个就像心意更新而变化。
And so the tenses used are continuous.
所以它这里的时态用的是一个持续时态。
This shows that renewing of the mind is an ongoing action.
所以就显明这个是心思更新变化是一个持续的过程。
The renewing of the mind is not a one-time event that occurs at salvation and remains fixed forever.
那个心意更新并不是说刚刚得救的时候就那一次的更新就停留在那里。
It's a lifelong process.
是一个终身的过程。
And Satan wants our mind to decay.
撒旦需要我们想我们的心思毁坏。
He wants to fill our minds with things that take us away from Christ.
他想把我的心思里充满了那些让我们远离基督的事。Therefore,
we must be diligent to renew our mind.
所以我们必须要警醒，要勤奋，来让我们的心思更新变化。Watchman
Nee once said, "If the mind of the believers has not been renewed, they should not expect to be useful in the hands of God."
尼多森弟兄讲到，如果这个信徒的心思如果一直不被持续的更新的话，他不能够被神使用。And
to renew our mind, we need to continually lay aside the old self and put on the new self.
如果要如此的话，我们必须要不断的脱去旧人，换上新人。Brothers
and sisters, we know the old self has been crucified with Christ.
我们知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。Romans
6 makes that abundantly clear.
罗马书第六章讲得非常的清楚。And
because the old self has been crucified with Christ, we are no longer slaves to sin.
因为我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架，我们不再是罪的奴仆。But
do our lives reflect this truth?
借着我们的生活来反映他的真理。
Are we still clinging on to our former way of life?
我们仍然是紧紧地抓住我们从前的生活的方式吗?
Do we still boast and revel in who we used to be?
我们还在那样吹嘘我们过去是如何的人吗?
I know a brother who frequently shared stories about his life before he came to faith.
我知道想到有一个弟兄他
And he would tell people that in his younger years, he would regularly get drunk and use drugs.
他说他在年轻的时候常常是喝醉酒，然后又吸毒。
And yet when he spoke of these things, he would smile about it.
当他讲到这些事情的时候，他脸上充满了微笑。
As if he's wearing this past as a badge of honor.
好像他做这些事情时都好像是有一个勋章，一个奖赏似的。As
though these actions made him cool or admirable or impressive.
因为这些事情好像让别人感觉到他很新潮。
And tragically, this brother has shown very little spiritual growth.
所以这个人信主以后，他还是这样讲他过去的话，过去的这个。 弟兄，他的属灵方面的进步就很慢。For
though he may have been saved, his mind was not being renewed.
虽然他已经信了，但是他的心思还没有更新。And
as a result, his spiritual life remained stagnant for many years.
因此，他的属灵的脚步就停滞很多年。So
brothers and sisters, we need to continually lay aside the old self and put on a new self.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们要 不断地脱去从前行为上的旧人，穿上新人。We
cannot be like Israel in the wilderness.
我们不应该像以色列人在旷野的经历。Who
after being delivered from slavery continue to set their minds on Egypt.
虽然他们从埃及围炉之地被拯救出来，但他们的心思还在埃及身上。Rather
than trusting God to lead them into the promised land.
他没有相信神可以带领他们进入应许之地。Because
though their bodies may have left Egypt, their minds had not.
虽然他们的肉身是离开了埃及，但是他们的心思还停留在埃及。Romans
8:6, as we read earlier, tells us, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace."
罗马书8:6，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
If our minds dwell on the flesh, then it is returning to what once enslaved us.
让我们的心思如果体贴肉体的话，我们就回到围炉之
But if we set our minds on a spirit, then we can walk in the freedom that Christ has secured.
但是我们要是体贴圣灵的话, 我们就有那个在, 有个平安, 基督会确保我们。
Paul urges us in Colossians to set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on earth.
你们要, 过了西书三章, 讲到, 你们要思念上面的事, 不要思念地上的事。
If we do not intentionally direct our minds towards the thing of Christ,
如果我们不在心思里面有意把让我们思念天上的事的话,
then Satan will continue to drag our mind backwards towards fear, doubt, guilt, and sin.
撒旦就要一直把我们拉回到原来地上的事, 让我们充满了恐惧, 恐惧, 羞耻, 还落在罪恶里面。
And then we see Christians without joy.
那我们就看到这是基督徒, 虽然是基督徒, 但是他没有喜乐。
We see grumbling Christians.
我们看到抱怨的基督徒。
We see dull Christians.
我们看见怀疑的基督徒。
And so then, what are the things of Christ?
那么, 基督的事是, 到底是什么样的事呢?
I think Philippians 4:8 sums it up so clearly for us.
腓立比书4章8节讲得非常清楚。
It says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
弟兄们, 我还有未尽的话, 凡是真实的, 可敬的, 公义的, 清洁的, 可爱的, 有美名的, 若有什么德行, 若有什么称赞, 这些事你们都要思念。
Some versions say, think or meditate on these things.
有的翻译版本说你要思想并且默想这些事。
One version says, fix your thoughts on these things.
有一个版本讲到把你的心思想专注在这些事情上。
We need to continually renew our mind by fixing our thoughts on Christ.
我们必须要一直持续地来 改换我们的心思, 让我们可以专, 完全的单一的, 在, 专注在基督的身上。
And here's the wonderful truth, brothers and sisters.
这地方, 这里有一个非常奇妙的真理。
We are not striving for something we do not have.
我们不是, 在争取努力做什么事情, 我们做不到的, 没有的事情。
There's a very wonderful phrase in 1 Corinthians 2:16.
这地方有一个非常 奇妙的经节，哥林多前书2章16节。
It tells us we have the mind of Christ.
但我们有基督的心了。All
that our Lord is now open to us.
所以主所有的都对我们敞开的。His
truth, His purity, His wisdom, His humility, His love.
他的真理，他的谦卑，他的爱。
And as we dwell on Him, our minds are renewed.
如果我们住在他的里面, 我们的心思就一直被更新。
And so that's the first aspect of a believer's mind. We are to be new-minded.
这就是第一个信徒的心思的特点, 就是我们必须是一个更新的心思。
The second is that we need to be single-minded.
第二点就是我们必须要是一心一意的。
What is the difference between being new-minded and single-minded?
这两个有什么区别呢? 是新的心思和一心一意的心思。
When our minds are renewed, our thinking is transformed to align with God's truth.
但我们得救以后,我们的心思更新,就与神的真理符合。
And old patterns are broken.
那个过去的那些模式就被打乱了。
And new ways of thinking are formed.
新的心思就被产生了。But
renewal is not the destination.
但是更新并不是这个终点。It
is the beginning.
才是，而是开始。Single-mindedness
calls us further.
这个一心一意带我们进入更深里面。It
is an undivided focus on God.
就是对神全心的关注。
If being new-minded is the foundation, then being single-minded is the goal.
所以要心思更新是一个基础，目的是要一心一意。
A renewed mind changes how we think. A single mind determines what we live for.
所以更新的心思改变了我们的心思想法，一心一意。
Determines what we live for.
哦，决定了我们为谁而活。
When we are new-minded, our thoughts are transformed.
当我们是一更新的话，我们的心思被改换一新了。
And when we are single-minded, our lives are centered on God alone.
当我们一心一的时候，我们就是单单为神而活。
What did our Lord say was the foremost commandment?
主那个讲的四个诫命里面的有四个是什么？
最大的
最大的诫命是什么？
It says, love the Lord God, love the Lord your God with all your heart.
你要尽心，用你的全尽心尽性尽意爱主。
Right, all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. It does not say to love God with the majority of your mind.
他并没有说你用你大部分的心思爱主，而是说全心，所有的心思。
Correct, by all of it. Our Lord desires not partial allegiance.
主不是要我们就是部分的全关注他。
But he wants entire devotion, an undivided life oriented entirely toward him.
他要我们全部的心思，让我们完全的单单的依赖他。
But unfortunately, our loyalties are often divided.
但是很不幸的是，我们常常我们的这个注意力就被分散了。
And our minds often waver.
我们的心思也常常摇摆不定。
Consider what it says in the book of James, chapter 1.
我们看一下雅各书第一章。
Verses 5 to 8 reads, But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
第五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord.
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
Being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
And later on, chapter 4, verse 8, it says this.
接下来，雅各书四章八节讲到。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
Note that the double-minded person is unstable and has an impure heart.
所以我们知道，这个心怀二意的人，他
不稳。
不稳定，没有个清洁的心。
And he's unable to find rest because he has doubt present within his mind.
因为他找不到安息，因为怀疑在他的充满了他的心思。
A divided mind cannot fully rest in the promises of God.
所以一个心怀爱的人，他没有办法安息在神的应许中。
It cannot fully commit itself to his will.
他没有办法把自己完全交托在神的旨意中。
And I believe that double-mindedness often reveals itself most clearly in our prayer lives.
我想心怀爱意的心思非在我们祷告的生活中显得特别的明显。
Oftentimes we pray that God would act.
我们常常我们有的时候是相信我们一祷告神就会做工。
But inwardly, we have already decided what we will do if he does not.
但是我们里面早就决定了,如果他不做事的话,
we ask for his guidance.
我们求他的引导,
and yet we cling tightly to our own plans.
但是我们紧紧地抓住我们自己的计划,
and then when the outcome does not match our expectations, we accuse God of not answering our prayers.
当这个结果不是我们所想要的结果的话, 我们就指责神没有听我们的祷告, 回应我们的祷告。
But Scripture tells us plainly, we must ask in faith.
但是圣经里面教导我们, 我们必须要凭着信心求。
Brothers and sisters, do we truly believe that God is?
弟兄姐妹们, 我们真正相信神的所事吗?
That He is sovereign, wise, and faithful.
他绝对的掌权, 他非常的有智慧, 也他也信实。
When we pray for our gospel friends,
我们为福音朋友祷告,
especially those who seem resistant or even hostile to God,
尤其是那些好像非常抵挡甚至敌对神的那些人,
do we really trust that He is the one who can turn hearts of stone into hearts of flesh?
有一天他的实心会变成肉心吗?
When we pray for the sick,
当我们为生病的人祷告的时候,
do we believe not merely in theory but in practice that God is the great physician?
我们是真正相信神是那个大医生, 不只是在,
yeah, not merely in theory but in practice.
不仅只是在理论上, 而是在实际上, 他就是个大医生。
Or do we hedge our prayers with doubt?
或者我们的祷告里面充满了怀疑吗?
Preparing ourselves for disappointment rather than resting in His power and goodness.
我们就是预备自己会失望, 而且不是在安息在他的应许里。
I remember a time when I was at the hospital while my mom was preparing to undergo surgery.
我记得有一次我在医院里,我的妈妈正好也在准备要做手术。
And in a room next to ours was a husband and wife.
我们旁边的那个房间是一对夫妻。
And the wife was scheduled to undergo an operation as well.
那个妻子也在计划做手术。
And so the hospital chaplain comes in and she gently asks if they would like to pray before the procedure.
医院里有个监牧师吗？哦，医院里有个牧师就来问说，你在做手术之前愿不愿意我为你祷告啊？
And the husband responded, "You can pray to any god you want. Pray to all the gods."
那个病人说，你可以想怎么祷告就祷告，可以对任何的神祷告都可以。
I'll take all the peace I can get.
我就接受你这祷告中的所有的平安。
Brothers and sisters, consider what that reveals.
弟兄姐妹们，你思想一下，这个表明了什么呢？
Can a man truly find peace if he does not know who God is?
一个人他真正能找到平安吗？如果他不知道神是谁的话。
Can peace be found in scattering one's hope in every direction?
这个，如果你的盼望是到处都，在到处寻找的话，你真的会有平安吗？
Instead of anchoring it in one true God.
而不是只是专注在一个真正真神身上。
Isaiah 26:3 says, "The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you."
以赛亚书26:3，章3节讲到，艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
Therefore, to be single-minded means complete devotion and undivided confidence in who God is and in what He has promised.
艰辛倚靠，就是一心一的话，就是把自己完全交托。
To be a single-minded means complete devotion and undivided confidence in who God is and in what He has promised.
所以就是要一心一意就是要完全的专心的交托给神，知道相信他的应许。
And a renewed mind must become a single-minded mind.
所以一个更新的心思最终要变成一心一意的心思。
And when our minds are fixed on Him alone, we no longer grasp for peace, rather we rest in it.
当我们如此一心一意的话，我们就不再想去抓平安，我们就可以安息在他的里面。
And so a believer's mind needs to be new-minded, it needs to be single-minded.
所以信徒的心思不仅是更新的心思，也要是一心一意的心思。
The last aspect is that it needs to be same-minded.
最后一个特点就是必须是同心合一的。
Throughout the epistles, we are told to be of the same mind with fellow brothers and sisters.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们必须要跟弟兄姐妹是同心合一。
Romans 12:16 says this.
罗马书12章16节。
Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation.
Romans 12:16.
And then 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, and that there may be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment.
哥林多前书1章10节，弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。When
we serve the Lord with other brothers and sisters, it is very easy for conflict to arise.
当我们与别的弟兄姐妹一同服侍的话，我们中间的冲突是很容易产生的。We
have differences in perspectives and backgrounds and preferences.
我们有不同的 想法，不同的背景，不同的偏好。
And these differences easily lead to the creation of sides.
这样的分歧很容易导致分党。
And oftentimes it becomes whether something should be done my way or your way.
这时候常常我们在想，这个事情是要按照我的方式做呢，还是按照你的方式做呢？
But brothers and sisters, how often do we ask, what is the Lord's way?
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们有多少时间我们要再问，这是神的方式是什么样的？
Same-mindedness requires us to lay down personal agendas in order to pursue Christ's will together.
同心合意，就要把我们自己的那些计划放在一边，一同寻求神的旨意。
And how can we achieve same-mindedness?
我们如何才能达到同心合意呢？
We can turn to Philippians chapter 2, first 8 verses.
腓立比书2章1到8节。
I think due to time's sake, I'll just read it in English if the Chinese brothers and sisters can follow along.
因为时间关系，我只读英文，中文弟兄姊妹自己看。Verse
2, Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind. Maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And so if you want to be of one mind with brothers and sisters, you must look to Christ, who is the perfect example of humility.
我们要和别的弟兄姐妹同心合一的话，我们实在是要看我们耶稣基督的榜样，他的谦卑。
Our Lord's mindset was marked by self-emptying love, willing sacrifice, and obedience to the Father.
他的榜样就是他虚己、谦卑、顺服、专门寻求神的旨意。
He did not cling to his rights, but laid them down.
他没有紧紧抓住他的权利，而是放下他的权利。
And it is only as we adopt this attitude or this mindset that true same-mindedness becomes possible.
只有我们以耶稣基督的心为心，以他的心思为心思的话，我们才能够达到同心合一。
2 Corinthians 13 says, Finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
哥林多后书13章11节，还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐。 要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。Do
we want there to be love and peace in church life?
我们希望教会的生活是充满了仁爱和和平吗？
Do we want there to be unity in our corporate service?
我们希望我们团体的服事是有合一的吗？
Then we need to be of the same mind. So we thank the Lord for His word, which exhorts us to be new-minded, to be single-minded, and to be same-minded.
感谢主借着他的圣经告诉我们，我们要有个更新的心思，有一心一意的心思，也要有同心合一的心思。The
believer's mind is continually under attack by Satan, and therefore we must remain vigilant throughout our entire lives.
因为我们信徒的心思一直受到仇敌的
We need to guard our thoughts and align them to what is pleasing to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, there will be times when the way forward is unclear and our understanding is limited.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常我们的好多事情我们不能理解，也不很清楚。
But let us not devise vain plans that are apart from Christ in our minds.
但是我们不要让我们个人的心思与耶稣基督的心思相违背。
For our confidence does not rest in what we know, but in who we know.
因为我们的信心是建立在我们所认识的那一位，而不是我们所知道的知识而已。
And so, we close with a precious reminder from a familiar hymn.
我们以那个我们非常喜欢常见的一个赞美诗来结束提醒我们。And
this hymn was one that was especially dear to a beloved brother who has since gone on to be with the Lord.
这首诗歌是对我们已经被主接走的一位弟兄最喜爱的一首诗歌。And
in a world that constantly pulls our minds in every direction,
因为这个世界常常把我们的心思向各个方向拉扯。
In a world where we often feel that we are losing our minds,
我们常常在世界觉得我们失去了我们心思。
The hymn writer draws us back to this single assuring truth.
这个诗歌的作者让我们把我们带回到一个单一的、唯一的一个真理。
He says this, Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand.
许多事明天将临到，许多事难以明了。But
I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
但我知主掌握明天，他必要领我向前。Let's
go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们到主面前祷告。Lord,
how desperately our minds need renewing.
主啊，我们的心思是何等的需要被更新。
Indeed, we confess the evil thoughts that often plague our mind.
我们实在是要来承认你的 我们常常没有心思不在你的里面。
We confess how often we think of things that are displeasing to you.
我们承认我们常常思想的都是不讨你喜悦的事。
But we know that you will make us whole one day.
但是我们知道你有一天要让我们成为完全。
That our minds, even in our former depraved state, may be complete and perfect to you.
让我们的心思，甚至我们在很不全面的这心思，有一天都要成为在你面前成为完全。
So Lord, teach us to guard our minds daily.
主啊，求你帮助我们要警醒，看守看顾我们的心思。
Fill our minds with the things of Christ.
愿你愿基督的事充满了我们的心思。
For we know that they are much better.
我们知道那是更好的。
So we give you all the thanks and praise, Lord.
我们把所有的感谢赞美归给你主。
May you bless your word and may you bless our minds.
愿你祝福你的话，也祝福我们的心思。
We pray this in your Son's most holy and precious name.
这样祷告是奉你儿子最圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.